This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Dance, dance, dance the night away. Ooh. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to your Friday. Hey, Alex, I want my special music. Come on, let's get that rolling. Morning, Vinny.
Good morning. Did you hear the Red Hot Chili? Well, they made a post yesterday.
Yeah.
About they have a second album coming out soon, not today.
Yeah.
But they wrote a song about Eddie Van Halen.
I have 57 seconds of it coming up.
Oh, you do?
Yep. At 8 o'clock, we'll play that.
Great.
Yeah. Very excited. It's called Eddie.
I think it's wonderful that.
It's like a tribute, you know?
Yeah, that's the beauty of art. And I think what the post said was something like, you don't even realize how much someone's influenced you until you realize it.
Yep, it's true. We are all influenced by all the things around us, and it does sometimes take, you know, a profound loss to go,
oh, that guy.
I'm seeing him in so much of what I do.
Right. Yeah, I think it's neat. I think those boys are pretty heartfelt. Even though they're knuckleheads, they're pretty heartfelt.
Yeah.
I like
heartfelt
it.
Heartfelt knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. So how are you?
Everything good? I mean, everything's cool. You know, I don't know why I'm still coughing, but I retested for...
Oh, for God's sake.
Well,
really?
I mean, I you've heard me. It's not like you haven't seen it,
yeah.
But I retested for COVID. It's not that, so I guess I just am... I'm going on a month with a cold. Yay. I checked surf and it wasn't any good, so I didn't do that. I did watch a football game yesterday, which was wonderful. And then I saw a text from you too late, but I guess I have to watch Survivor tomorrow.
Yeah. Survivor is, it's everything you hope it will be. Jeff Probst is amazing. But also, he's looking crazy. These days, like I mean,
are you talking about his surgery?
Well, he's had a bunch of surgery, and that's mm-hmm. fine. He's a TV guy; that's what people do. He just had this like kind of manic air about him on last night's show. Like, we actually kept like freeze framing it. Like he looked like Mad Eye Moody or like the Joker or something. Like his eyes were like crazy eyes and. And I don't know if it's because, look, I don't know how old Jeff Probst is. Brittany, can you look that up real quick?
Sure.
He's got to be in his 60s, though. If I'm going to be 56 this year, I feel like he's, you know, 5 or 6 years older than I am. So
he is 60.
Oh, 60. Okay. Actually, I would have thought he was older. But he is a guy who had, you know, dark brown hair and eyebrows that matched and eyelashes and all the things that come with being a man, you know, that has brown hair.
He's a
person.
So now, go on.
Yeah, he's a human. Look at him with his hair and his nose and all the things people have. So now, though, it looked like in the tribal council, we're talking about Survivor. The season premiere was last night, it was Wednesday night, the 2-hour season premiere. So we're in tribal council. And everybody files in, and their images look sharp. They've got clearly HD cameras, and every detail of everybody's face is clearly there for all to see. And then they flash over to Jeff, and he's like washed out. He's like pulling a Jane in his pictures, you know, where he's like a little bit. He looks almost like they put some kind of weird filter. Like, did you ever hear the rumor that Barbara Walters, as she was aging, that they would there was like a Vaseline smear they would do on the camera to
I thought it was Barbara Streisand.
I thought it was Barbara Walters. I don't know, but you've heard that, right?
Yeah,
where they were
yeah.
Like before the days of fillers and everything we do now to maintain our faces, they would smear a little Vaseline on the camera lens and it would just kind of mellow out the lines on your face. And it really had that look, like every, you know, or and even just like the lighting that was on him. Like it looks like he's got no eyelashes. You can't tell where his eyeball starts and his face starts. His hair was looking almost orangey, like a weird dye color. I mean, he just looked crazy. I was like, and he was all rah, 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 rah.
Well, look, I didn't see it. I don't know if you're just being a goofball or if it was really that noticeable. But
it was. You tell me when
I will tell
it.
You, but I will also say, not necessarily in his defense, but I think we all need to remember that, like, even in our job.
Yeah,
I can actually only say it from my experience that things happen in your real life that don't fit into doing a radio show the next morning, or, you know, like you can have
happy, happy, joy, joy,
real life drama. And then you got to go in and do that thing. And it's OK. It's part of the gig. But who knows what he's going through on any given day and what the weird thing.
Absolutely.
When you first brought that up, I thought. They have to have made, wherever they're doing this show, Fiji, right? They have to have made a second home for him, right? Like
he's there. Well, they only do 26 days now. They used to do 39. But during the pandemic, they changed it, and they're keeping that format.
Well, I understand. But, I mean, this has been going on for 20 years. He's not a guy who's like, yeah, just give me the best tent you got. Like, he's got a place.
No, he's got to have – because they clearly have – they use the same fields and some of the same equipment – so I'm with you. He's definitely got some place, even if it's just a double wide. He's got a place he calls home for those 26 days of production.
And
twice
even
a year.
With that, I still believe it's possible something from home could cause a major distraction for him. Whatever. I just it's possible that real life got in his way the other night, and he just was like, "What am I gonna do? I'm going to fudge my way through this as best I can and hope nobody notices."
It was almost like it was bringing extra energy that he didn't really. It's just not even that it fell for. And he's still great. I mean, he is the all-time ad-libber. He reacts to everything that they say. Sharp as a tack. It was just that he just, I don't know, texters, if you watched it. I just was like, whoa, crazy town. Jeff's a little combative, even. It was good. It's, you know, I love the show, but I'll be interested to hear if anybody else had that feeling and what you think about it when you watch it. Bryn, Alex, I know you probably did your homework last night and watched that show. What did you think?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing, Jeff. Yeah, the clown face, all that stuff. I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with Bryn on that one. Yeah, it was really awesome.
Okay.
Hey, Aho, hold on.
What's up?
How was Mayara's birthday?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, it was really, really good.
All right.
We went out to...
We found out his wife's name is Mayara.
And I wrote it down because that's not a name I would have easily remembered.
Nice. Yeah, we had some pizza and then did a cake and opened some gifts, and it was a fun family time. So,
All the whole family gathered around. That's
adorable.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it was just me, my brother, and Mayara, so... Yeah. So
you, your brother, and Mayara?
And my wife, Mayara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Three people.
Three people.
Big family gathering.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's great.
I appreciate it.
At any point were you like, "Hey, bro, get out of here. I gotta." What are you doing?
No, he left on his own, and then
Oh, he did. He was like, "Okay,
yeah,
let's
eventually,
leave
yeah."
You love that, birds alone.
There's like a spider sense together. Or something. Yeah, where.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably knows what's up.
So how's that work? Is that, you know, I know what boys want on their birthday. Is she like, you know what I want? Not to on my birthday.
No, she actually wanted to.
She was like, get over here, big boy.
Yeah, she actually wanted to. So
all right,
cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was a good time, yeah. Birthday. Happy birthday, everybody. Yeah, it was great.
Right. Spectacular.
Happy birthday, one and all.
Right.
Yeah,
good for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have like big birthday plans going into the weekend, or is she one of those people who can limit their birthday to the actual day of it?
Yeah, she likes to celebrate it on the day, so we did all that. But we are planning on, my brother was actually kind of working yesterday, so we're going to do more of, I think like more of like a bigger dinner on Saturday or Sunday. Probably go to like a Brazilian steakhouse or something.
Of course.
Like
yeah. Who doesn't want the meat? Bring the meat.
So she would love that.
Green light.
Sarah, here are a few of the texts that you requested about props.
Okay.
Sarah, I thought the same thing about props. Totally filtered during tribal council. 303 says, no one watches that show. 415 says, 100% agree with Sarah. His hair looked lighter in color and things were just off with his appearance and attitude.
Yeah.
And someone else says, it wasn't Vaseline, it was stockings over the lens.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not. I don't really know.
And someone else wrote in and said, the red pube is dibs.
Dibs doesn't work on this floor. Yeah. Yeah,
well, he might come up here and do gross stuff to our bathroom.
Oh, that's
he
is true.
A that's true. If I was going to do gross stuff, I'd do it on a different floor's bathroom. That is true. That's true. All right, it's dibs pube.
Yeah. Yep. The way he came up and kind of crapped on our studios and stuff.
Yeah. Like, oh boy, did he really? And seeing as that pube's been
clapping
there for a while,
I don't know.
We love dibs.
Dibs crapped on us. All right.
You know, he was up. Seeing as he was up in person a couple weeks ago, and that thing's been there for quite a while. Maybe you didn't notice it the first couple weeks it was there, Vinny, and now it's
possible. I try not to notice anything. It was the repeat visits where it continued to be there that like made it a must see TV for me,
right?
And it's really the texters picked up on it too. So no one cleans our bathrooms, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's great. Super.
Yep. Yeah,
great job. Well, you know, one way to find out if anyone's needed is you fire them all, and then you go, oh, that's a problem? Huh.
Yeah, let's
hire those people back.
Get those people in here.
Right.
Be nice to have toilet paper and soap in the dispensers.
Right.
And no pubes.
Well,
okay.
I bet it's...
Well, that shut things down. What's everyone doing this weekend besides the birthday dinner?
I have a thing to do tonight for Cameron. We're going to, it's like an ice cream party for the school.
Oh, an ice cream social.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's going to be, you know, all the after school programs and PTA stuff.
How's she doing? Have they brought her to the wrong school
you
anymore?
Know what?
Everything's
yeah,
good?
She's doing okay, but she got into an altercation. Yeah, like last week. That was...
Well, she's pretty rough and tumble, Bren.
She is. She's a thick one. Strong.
Uh-huh.
So I guess some kid, like... she does. She kind of breaks the rules a lot. So she's, like, climbing up the slide, as she always does. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't climb up the... Go the other way.
You go up the ladder,
stairs,
right.
And then she just loves... She's like a little Spider-Man. So she always does that. So I guess she was doing that at recess or something. Some kid's like, hey, don't do that. And grabs her leg. And she screams at the top of her lungs and swings at him. And like,
oh boy.
Doesn't really hit him, but scratches him on his nose. And he has like a little bit of a scab there.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. So she goes to the principal's
she
office.
She marked the kid.
And I get this email from the principal and the teacher. Then Anita's trying to mitigate, figure out what's going on. And we have to talk to her about keep your hands to yourself. Where do your hands go? By my side. Not on anybody else. Don't touch anybody else. Don't touch anybody. Don't let anybody touch you. You know, it's just a whole thing, man. So that's how she's doing this. It's the last thing I thought I would be dealing with my baby girl.
Right. She is like, she's a little bit unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a little bit. That kid's unstoppable.
She's
like
strong.
She's really, and she is
persistent.
Looking for fun. And she's looking to do things her way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, society's going to put a stop to that, Sarah. Don't you worry about it.
Just hold on. Society will crush all her dreams. Yeah. Well, there's a, you know, have a good time at the ice cream social. Tell
her that should be fun. Ice cream. I mean, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. What do they got? Hot fudge and whipped cream?
I don't know what they have. It should be fun, though. I'm excited to meet all the people.
Hope they have all the stuff. That'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I'm looking forward to nothing this weekend.
Oh. Well, wait a minute.
What?
Did Riley move back home yet or not? Like, what is the deal with that kid? He leaves on a trip for Europe. He comes home early to go on a hike to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
He ends up with COVID.
Yeah.
He doesn't come back to your house when he comes home, which...
Because, well, he...
Your house was the house he left when he left, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, like he packed his bag and left from your house to go to Europe.
So he and he and still his traveling hasn't come companion. Home. No, he hasn't. I did see him yesterday. He comes by.
Oh.
It's great, though. I mean, we literally don't have any kids living with us. So when he got COVID, he and his traveling companion, this chick, Jessie, they both got COVID. They come back and they're at her place in Mill Valley and they're quarantining there and we're dropping things off on the porch and having no contact. And it's working out. Like she does, I think I was telling you about her. She does like stained glass art mm-hmm. and stuff. She's yeah. an artist and Riley, so she's doing that all day and Riley's, you know, working on my my app that I'm gonna do because he allegedly quit his job so he could work on that. Well, we'll see how that all pans out. But so they just they got into this rhythm and they love it. And they're both like vegetarians and
he's a vegetarian.
Of late, he's given it the old college drive-in.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So yesterday when he showed up and we were eating our hot dogs, I could tell he was. Like, wow, hot dogs. I guess
I used to like hot dogs.
I used to like them. I mean, I guess I still like them. I just, they're not on the list.
No, they're not.
No.
That's what you had for dinner last night, hot dogs?
Hot dogs and beans.
Okay.
You know, it's just fast and easy. And I like hot dogs. I like them with sliced dill pickle and a little bit of tomato. Just, you know, dress them up real nice.
You mean on a bun?
On a bun, yeah.
Okay. And then the beans are just on the side.
The beans are in a little.
So you're not talking about
a
pork and bean like thing.
Oh
like,
no! Like people do like a pot of beans and they chop up. No, it's not like that. It's just you know, Bush's vegetarian baked beans or whatever they are. I don't like the hunks. Sometimes you get they'll do the maple syrup and bacon ones, and they do taste good. But sometimes there's like a jiggly piece of bacon fat. I don't like that. You probably love that, huh, Bryn? You're like, jiggly thing. Let me eat that.
No, I like substance. I like stuff that actually tastes good. And like sometimes when I'm eating stuff that I don't know what it is and it's like chewy and kind of like a tendon or something, I'm not really all that into that.
What are you talking about? You live for that, you liar.
You live for tendons.
I'm not lying.
You can be yourself. You don't have to make up stories to fit in.
A mystery mouth. Like 95% of things I like. There's a 5% there. Don't act like I like everything. I won't eat Crocs. Come on.
Those don't figure in. Those aren't in the 100% of things you can eat.
The way you guys like perceive the way I eat, I'm sure it's like, oh, you eat those? Yeah, just give it to Brynn. He'll chop that up.
He'll eat anything.
Yeah,
I mean, it does seem that way, right?
It does.
Yeah. Which is fine.
I think it's a good thing.
No,
I
agree with you. Sometimes you eat a little piece of meat or like certain hot dogs. There's like a little chunk
jiggly.
Of something that you're
yucca.
Like, what is that?
Right.
I can't tell.
And I don't want to know. I don't like, even though it's a mystery meat already, hot dogs, I don't want anything that's even more mysterious than what's already in there.
If this group of people is ever stranded somewhere and we end up with a chicken, we know we can give the beak to Bryn, the feet to
That's
Bryn.
True.
We know. Yep. I know. I gotta have a breast.
Here.
I can't. There's. I can't.
I'll do the thighs.
I can't even do thighs.
Problem.
They're too googly for me. So
I'll tell
like,
you the
there's
problem already because my mom, she used to do that. You know, she was a chicken farmer and would slaughter them and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So the problem would be for us. We can't kill chicken. I don't think any of us would have the. It's hard to do that. Like I've done it before.
I'm
starving. I can kill the chicken. No problem. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I got this.
There's a lot of things I don't like, and in this new, you know, in this modern society, I've been able to avoid all kinds of stuff. But I've also had hard times and realized human beings are survivors, just like everything else on the planet.
Yeah, I guess that's
when
true.
It
ding,
comes
ding,
down,
ding,
I read
ding.
This story the other day, and I didn't do it on the air. It was about a dude who's like a loser.
Loser.
He classifies himself a loser. He was out in the swamps in Florida, and an alligator bit his arm off. And he's bleeding. He's dying, and he's like, I was sitting there and I said to myself, I got nothing to live for. What's the point? There's nothing for me to struggle for, to go home and live for. And then he goes, and I don't know why, but I still wouldn't let myself die. I got up and got out of there.
Yeah, it makes
no
sense.
One lays down and dies. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Even that bug you're squashing wants to get away. So
right.
Believe me, we would figure out how to get a chicken dead and cooked.
You're right. I didn't think about
and
that.
And if there were no chickens, we'd eat bugs. We would do it because humans need to eat.
I guess the reason why I thought I can't kill the animals because I normally can just go to Safeway. But I guess if we're stranded somewhere.
Yeah.
Listen,
don't worry.
You'll find yourself doing stuff you can't even imagine. You know, when things look, we live a cush life, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
Yeah. You know, even we're, you know, refrigerators. You got the supermarkets. You're all set. Things take
Uber
a turn.
Eats, come on.
Right. DoorDash, for God's sake.
Crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
You,
don't worry, Bryn.
Take a
we
turn,
got
we're
this.
All
In
right.
Fact, I'd be like, "You want these feathers too? While you're at it, because I'm
just
getting
chew
busy
on these.
On
there's a little blood on these.
You're right. I will eat the beak and the head and all that
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
I actually go for the liver.
Don't worry.
All right.
The there's nothing left for Alex, though. Sorry, bud. You're we've got this chicken covered.
I'll take the hearts, I guess, because. You know,
no, actually, I got the hearts.
Oh, you talk about the hearts.
You can have that grizzly little gizzard.
There's only one heart too, but yeah. Hopefully you have some hearts this weekend at the Brazilian steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
I
don't know if I could do it.
Someone wrote in and said they call that the meat faucet. My wife calls the Brazilian steakhouse the meat faucet.
You turn on the faucet. Mm-hmm. You turn off the faucet.
Yep.
You turn on the faucet.
Good.
Leave
for you,
it on
buddy.
Green the whole time.
Don't leave
keep
it on
it
green. Don't stop it. You can't eat all that meat.
Yeah, we'll leave it on green.
Yeah,
gonna give you the gout.
Oh, come on! Don't bum me out.
Oh, sorry. I have a story about gout. Actually, I don't know if I'll get to it, but
what do you mean? You can't tease. It's time for you to tease, and you just tease us with gout. We're ripping.
All right, I'll do the gout thing.
Okay, good.
I guess.
I'm curious. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of good stories, though. I don't know if I try to rank them.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.